Today we're doing Sif Nun Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Yisbor Shlosha Sfiros Bechol Tzad V'chod Atfira Yiyah Sovevim Shtei Ruchos V'yavir Chod Atfira Bin Kol Bayis Uvayis. You must stitch 3 stitches on each side of the tefillin, and the thread that you're using to stitch has to go around on 2 sides, on both sides, and also the stitch has to pass between each compartment of the Shalrosh. The Rama says Mihu Im Lo Asarak Yod Tfiros Opachos Mizeh Eino Nirsal. But if you only made 10 stitches, or even less than 10 stitches, so B'diyav the tefillin are still okay. Yesh Bisha Omer Sheyod Beis Tfiros Eilu Yihiyu B'chod Echad. And others say that the 12 stitches that you're supposed to make on your tefillin should be done with one thread, with one stitching. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Reish Chav Ches tells us B'chol Tzad Tam Yud Beis Tfiros Neged Yud Beis Shiftei Yisrael. The reason why we have 12 stitches on our tefillin is to correspond to the 12 Shvatim. V'lo Be'inan Tfira Toch Habayis Rak Samach La'Habayis. The stitching doesn't have to be inside of the compartment, but rather next to it. Ve'in tofrin kesofer begadim b'sfasa beged b'li shiur ela m'shayer min hatitora chutz lahatfiro. We don't stitch the way that you would stitch up a garment on the edge, on the hem of the beged, where you don't leave anything left over, but rather you have to leave a little bit after the stitching from the titora, from the base of the tefillin. Ve'tzarech sh'or habata milamata lefiv yihiyu yotzim yikol arba rucho seyem ad shihiyu magiyim tachas nikeve hatfiro. Kadesha Yisbor or Habatim Mikol Tzadim Hati Torah Veloka Sofrim Hamikatsrin or Shel Habatim She'ino Over Halatachas Nikmi Hatfira Ve'ino Nisperes Klam Hati Torah Rakshem Ahadkin Habayis Besocho Haruba Shel Hati Torah Vabarach Shomer Kostav Shepasol Kama Tzilin Ma'achmazeh Elotorech Lisbor Yachad Or Shel Habatim Im Hati Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the leather around the batim on the bottom has to be sewn together on all 4 sides, to the point that the stitching, or that you're using, the thread that you're using, goes through all 4 sides, in order that you should stitch together the titora together with the rest of the bias of the tefillin, and not like those sofrim who make the leather around the bottom a little bit shorter so that the thread, that the needle can't go all the way through and it doesn't get stitched together with the titora, but rather you have to stitch it all up together. And the Baruch Shammai writes that many tefillin are puzzle as a result because you have to stitch the titora together with the rest of the bias. Mishnei Ruchos Rotzalomar Shekola Tfira Yehemes Soveves Mishnei Tzad in Panim V'achor Nimtza Tofer Bishnei Mechatin. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that each stitch has to go around both sides, the front and the back. So if you're going to use, you're going to have to use 2 threads to stitch the sinews, one that's going out and one that's coming in. Mihuim v'chenim lo ha'ev yirchod atfira ino ma'akev b'diavad v'ayin le'el b'sif katan rishit zayin. So b'diavad, if you didn't use the stitching, so then it would not be ma'akev b'diavad. B'chod echad v'im nifsak yishomrim diyachol akashro v'yishomrim diyitalenu kulum yisham v'yach So there's a machlokas. What happens if the stitching snaps? So one opinion says it's not a problem, just tie it back on. Another opinion says that you can't do that because if you tie it back on, then it becomes recognizable. It becomes obvious that that the thread that you're using, the sinews that you're using to stitch around the tefillin, were weak to begin with, and they can't withstand their weight. But if the stitching was much shorter and it didn't break apart, it was just too short, so then you're allowed to restitch. So the Prima Gadim says if you don't have access to any other sinews, then you can rely on the first svara that we quoted, and you can and you can tie up the sinews that snapped. This is assuming that it snapped in the middle of the stitching. But if it snapped after the stitching was already done, so that we'll discuss in the next segment. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Sifnin Beis tomorrow.